Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Good evening, all of you fellow truckers out there. I'm sorry I'm coming to you just a little bit late. I was having a little bit of difficulty trying to get some stuff set up for doing the Facebook Live and Zoom all together in one. First time here, so it took me a few minutes, but I think I may have gotten it. We shall see. Hopefully it is actually working. I couldn't tell you for sure. So if it's working, guys, please let me know. But let's get back to it. My name is Tiffany, and I am with Women of Redneck and I's, or you can just say part of Redneck and I's Total. So it is about 3 minutes after 7 on Eastern time here. And I'm hoping my window doesn't start causing a bunch of backlash and people and hearing and everything else. So, but I wanted to come to you guys tonight because tonight on our show, we're actually going to be talking a little bit more. What I want to do is talk about how you guys cook in the truck. What's the best thing that you found that works best for you? Is it just using the microwave period, have pre-cooked meals at home, or is it actually doing stuff and cooking it from scratch on the truck? So that is kind of what I am trying to figure out, see what works best for everybody. I don't think my thing is actually streaming on Facebook. Can you guys tell me? I don't know. My mic or my... I don't know if I did it right. I'm going to see if I can go in here and do this at Facebook Live too, so we can do a dual thing. I don't... Oh, okay. Glasses back on. This is what happens when I'm not really good at technical stuff. Let's see here. No, I don't want to do that. Is it live streaming? Do we know? I'm sorry, guys. Just it's a rough, little rough trying to figure this out. So it says we are live streaming. Saying streaming live on Facebook. I'm going to view it on Facebook, so. Okay, now it's proceeding this way. Let's see if we're doing it both ways. Oh, look, it's actually going through my personal Facebook. I don't know why it's doing that. It should not be doing that. It's supposed to be doing it through... our other. That's the way it was supposed to go. So, needless to say, I guess I don't know what's going on, because it is not streaming through Facebook like it's supposed to be. It is actually streaming through my personal Facebook page, and it should not be doing that. At least the way I understood it, it should go through, and I just put in what group I wanted it to go to. That's what I did, and it's not working that way. And my cat is after everything on my desk. So this is like a trial and error for me, guys. Okay, so let's get to it. We're just going to go. It says red. I don't know. This is where I need Ed to do this. I set it up, did it the way it said, and it's not working that way. Okay, so I'm going to do something here. So bear with me again. I know I am sorry. I'm kind of meandering through everything trying to figure it out. Oh. Let's see. I know. Let's go here. It's just crazy. This is just totally, utterly crazy for me today.
this is what happens when I'm not real sure and I think I do it the right way, but sometimes you just don't do it the right way. You think you do it, and we're just going to go live here too. So I'm going to be having two things going on. So some of you guys are going to be able to watch the live video on our Facebook page and do it on my personal page. So I kind of, that's not what I wanted to do. So unfortunately, that's kind of what is going on. Okay, so I actually have it going live on, maybe, there we go. Okay, so we are actually live on our Redneck and Ice page as well. And let me know if you guys can hear me. I'm not real sure. I'm hoping everything's working and I got this going right. If not, I will be really quick to say, okay, I'm done with this. Let's just do just regular call-in. Don't even do Facebook Live, you know, because I wanted to do the Zoom and live at the same time. But I have obviously messed something up and I'm not really sure what I did. So that's okay because I do have a couple people that's going to call in and be on the Zoom with us tonight. So you guys can actually see it on my personal page or I will share the video to our Facebook page. Okay, so now let's see. I'm trying to figure out if I'm doing this stuff right. So again, here we go. We're trying to do this. Okay, I need to shut that volume off there because it's showing my live video on the Redneck and Ice page now, but it's not working on the Zoom on, it's working on the Zoom on my personal page. Does that make sense? I don't know. I have no clue what I did, so please, anybody, just bear with me. I am sorry because I, like I said, I'm not a technical type person. I'm trying to figure this out one step at a time. And I guess it's one of those things I should have worked a little bit more on trying to figure it out. I went in and said I just wanted it on one page, but that's something I'm going to have Ed kind of walk me through a little bit more and thing. Okay, so and then my mouth quit. Okay, is it Monday already again? All right, before I get the girls coming on so we can talk about how you cook on the truck, I wanted to tell you guys something. I actually found this yesterday, and I was telling Greg about it. And it is, there is a rest area closure in Virginia. It's going to be closed at the end of May until, wait a minute, okay. Nothing wants to work today. Is technology on the fritz today or what? Okay, it's I-81 rest area in Virginia to close at the end of May until Labor Day. Okay, this is in Tennessee. I believe, no, Virginia. I just read that. Okay. Too much sun. Okay, the Troutville rest area located on the southbound Interstate 81 near mile marker 158 and Botetourt County, Virginia will be closed from after Memorial Day until early September to just before Labor Day. During the closure, a temporary concrete barrier wall will be installed in front of the facility, so motorists will not be able to enter the rest area or use the parking lot and restrooms. Oops. Okay, the Virginia Department of Transportation said the closure is needed for a project to extend the ramp into and the ramp out of the facility. While Troutville rest area areas closed, the southbound I-81 drivers can use the Fairfield rest area at mile marker 195 in Rockbridge County or at Radford rest area at mile marker 108 in Montgomery County, according to VDOT. Portable toilets and parking will be temporarily available for commercial vehicles at the Troutville Way Station located on southbound I-81 at mile marker 149. Who is going to go and pull into the way station? Because, you know, that's just, you know, a free DOT. All right. That's besides the point. VDOT said the existing ramps at the rest area are short and extending them will improve safety by providing motorists more space to accelerate or decelerate. The off-ramp into the rest area will be extended about 500 feet, and the ramp on the southbound I-81 will be extended about 2,100 feet. Also includes expanding the truck parking area at a facility, okay, here we go, from 10 to 13 spaces. The Tropo Rest Area Ramp Extension Project is part of the I-81 Corridor Improvement Program approved by the Commonwealth Transportation Board in December of 2018. The more than $2 billion package of improvements was funded by the Virginia General Assembly and signed into law in the spring of 2019. Okay, so that's just basically just telling you guys that rest area is going to be closed, okay? So just be careful when you go down through there so you actually, you know, see where you're going and know what's going on to get there because you just never know. I'm kind of trying to do one of many things here. You guys know how I can semi-sort of kind of be a multitasker. So I'm constantly changing screens on my computer. All right, another rest area that is opening. Okay, I wanted to tell you guys about this one because you guys will get a kick out of some of these comments because I know I did. Okay, this is in, New rest area opens on I-26 in western North Carolina. I know a lot of you guys run down that way and stuff like that. That's the reason I wanted to tell you guys some of this stuff. Because if you don't get some of these newsletters, you might not even know that it's there. Or that might be like the one in Virginia. That might be one of your rest stops that you know. You schedule that in there to get that going. So, okay. This mouse is really going to make me go nuts today. Because I'm so used to a mouse. Okay. The North Carolina Department of Transportation last week opened a new $5 million rest area on eastbound Interstate 26. The corresponding westbound rest area is set to open in the middle of June, according to the NCDOT, North Carolina DOT. Okay, the new facility is located in Fletcher and features high ceilings, fine wood finishings, energy-efficient plumbing, and 30 truck parking spaces, 90 car parking spaces, a patio picnic area, separate vending machine building, dedicated pet area. NCDOT takes great pride in the rest areas, not only in the mountains, but across the state. Division 13 roadside environmental engineer Jeff Waite said, some of the finest rest areas in the county, in the country, are located right here in western North Carolina. And depending on who you ask, I'm getting people telling me there's no sound. What's going on here?